Muchas gracias. I love the Spanish passion. I guess that's why I married a Latina. Germans aren't known for that kind of passion, okay? Borrow this. It's fantastic. I'm going to borrow this just to put this on here. My little stuff here. When we arrived in Mozambique, the grannies, the elderly women, 60, 70, 80-year-old women, some of them, we asked them, we said, how old are you? And they said, I don't know. 1915, I don't know. They said something. But the women mobbed us. Probably 70 or 80, 70 and 80-year-old women. Because the grannies took care of the little kids. Because they had lost two generations. And so they were mobbing us, yelling, Kelly Boha, Kelly Boha, Kelly Boha. Just a mob of women. It means thank you, thank you, thank you. Because they saw the work going on in these very poor communities. So from the children, the young women in Africa, I want to tell you this morning, Kelly Boha. Amen. Kelly Boha. Amen. Kelly Boha. Just for all your work, for all you've done for the poor. The church here, I work a lot with the church in Abidjan. I know what you've done. I've been to the temple. I've been to the building. I work with the leaders. I've been there when people called there from here to help raise up elders and leaders there. I just thank you so much for all you've done. I want to thank Danny and Joseph, some of the guys, the elders. I'm really excited about Stephen Carroll coming. Stephen Carroll Mukenya. They're very good friends. They're awesome leaders. You've won the lottery. Amen. Just believe me. They're awesome. But this morning I want to talk. Let's see if this thing works. I want to review a couple things and talk about some new things. Yeah, let's stand over here, I think. Let's see here. Okay. This morning I'm going to talk about little children, then I'm going to talk about parents, and I'm going to review a few things. But I want to thank you for the tremendous work you've done and the tremendous work we're going to do. Amen? Jesus said, these are taken from Matthew 18 and Matthew 19, some from Luke 18. Their angels always see the face of my Father. Jesus said little children were very, very important. I'm glad you guys are here today. Annalise, Ariel, and Perry. Is that right? Aria? Aria. I'm sorry, Aria. That's good, though. They mobbed me last time I was here. You guys are awesome. You have angels in heaven that always see the face of God. Little children do. Because little children are very, very important. And of course, we neglect them, we abuse them, we avoid them, we think they're a nuisance, inconvenient. To God, they're very, very important. Because they have some great qualities we need to learn from little children. They reflect God in many different ways. Little children do. They teach us a lot about the world and how limited it is. They teach us a lot about ourselves and the attitudes we need to have. They teach us a lot about salvation. They help us go to heaven. Is that right? They help us go to heaven. Little children do. He says, I've hidden these. This is Matthew 11. He said, I've hidden these from the wise and learned to make them know to little children. There are things that you can't learn at Harvard and Yale or Emory or Georgia Tech or University of Georgia. You can't learn things that you can learn from little children. They have things to teach you. I remember University of Florida. I worked in neurosurgery. I was standing there in an operating room assisting a neurosurgeon operating on someone's brain. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is unbelievable. I was so overwhelmed. 2 hours later, I'd sit on the floor of my apartment with my son and knock down little piles of blocks. You know how they do that? They put a little pile of blocks and they knock it down. They put a little pile of blocks and they knock it down. And I thought, I have so much to learn in both places. I have a lot to learn from little children. You know, we had some kids share at North River recently. One's name is Cole Cheer. He's 10 years old. He has his own business card. Preparing for awesomeness. He's raising money for children in Africa. He has a business card. He sells little Pokemon things and stuff like that in his neighborhood to raise money. He's raised about $120 this year. This year. He's 10 years old. I asked him, I said, Cole, why'd you do that? He said, Dr. Mark, we can't just do this once. We have to do this all during the year. I learned that from a 10-year-old. See what I'm saying? A 13-year-old, McKenna, had a birthday party recently. And you know what she did? 13 years old. You know how girls are at that age, okay? In terms of just wanting things and this and that. She had everyone come to the birthday party but not bring a gift. Bring $20 for orphans in Africa. That was her birthday party. I asked her, I said, McKenna, why did you do that? She said, Dr. Mark, we have everything we need. We have food, we have books, we have a place to stay. The children have nothing. And she was comparing what she had and what they had. You see, we can learn some things from little children. Amen? I'm just telling you, we have a lot to learn. And so God has a lot to teach us. We have a lot to learn. There's so many things that God wants to teach us. Jesus himself said, let the little children come to me. You guys in need, some of you Pharisees, you religious people, you wait a while. Bring the little children to me. Why did he do that? Maybe they were an illustration. You know, you got to be like these kids. Maybe he used them as a model. Maybe he was teaching a lesson. But you know why I think he did it? I think he did it because he needed them. Because they reminded him of his Father in heaven, who he was missing. Because they have such the attitude of God the Father. And so there have been times in my life when I was working here and working there, and I just needed to get out and be around the little children. They encouraged me like the kids did, the Parks kids did here last time I was here. I think that's why he said, let them come to me. Because they remind me of my Father. And I want to spend a little time with him despite all these problems in the world around us. And so there's so many things we can learn from little children. He says, unless you change and become like little children, you'll never inherit the kingdom of heaven. You know, it's so funny. You go to school and you get a job. And I'm going to talk now to about the 30-year-olds, okay? You go to school and you get a job and you kind of start a family and you think you know everything. That's what happens. We need to continue to learn like little children. We need to continue to be discipled and mentored and grow. I hope you're growing in Christ. Little children want to grow. They always want to grow. They get up on a bike and they fall down. They get up and they fall down. They get up and they fall down. We try sharing our faith once and we give up. We do. We talk to a neighbor once and we give up. Little children are not like that. Think what they can teach you about forgiving. Let's talk to the married couples a minute. Some of you struggle with forgiveness. You know how long it takes a child to forgive? Like that. A few seconds. And they go on and play. Haven't you seen that? They get hurt, they cry, they make up, and they go out and play. 5 minutes later. See what we can learn from little children? The attitude, the simplicity of heart, the joyfulness, the excitement. Listen, let me talk to the old guys for a minute. I'm an old guy. I'm 63. Sometimes we get a little boring, okay? Let's be honest, okay? We kind of do the same thing all the time. Children are creative. They're exciting. They want to do new things. Sometimes we get a little grumpy. There's even a movie about that, right? Grumpy old men. We need to become joyful. Excited about our salvation. Excited about what God's going to do. You know how a little kid is the next day, like it's Christmas Day. They're just so excited they can't sleep. We need to be that excited about our salvation. Amen? Amen. And going to heaven and all that God has in mind. We can learn all that from little children. The kingdom of heaven belongs to little children. I think of them as waiting there. Maybe the Parks kids like that, waiting there at the gate. You know, we talk about Peter having the keys. The children own it, man. They're there. The kingdom of heaven belongs to them. And so I think about all these little children we're helping, waiting. And they're going to say, yeah, Dr. Mark, I know you. Steve Galbraith, I know you. You've helped us. Barbara Collier, you've helped us. You're the one. Little children. Because the kingdom of heaven belongs to little children. Listen, baptism is an awesome thing. I hope everybody gets baptized into Christ. Amen? That's how our sins are forgiven. That's how we're saved. But it's no guarantee. You have to have the heart of a little child. You will never get to heaven unless you have the heart of a little child. That's what the Bible says. And so we need to imitate their heart. They're a roadmap. They're one of the things that helps us go to heaven. Maybe you had that attitude when you were baptized. Brothers and sisters, do you have that attitude today? Do you have the heart of a little child? Are you excited about helping others and serving and learning new things and forgiving and being joyful and excited about all God's going to do tomorrow and the great things He has in mind in your life? That's the heart of a little child. That's why we need them. Not only we need them, but your neighbors need them. They don't know that. You see, we've got to help other people. I think in the church, we're kind of convinced of this in a general way because we have Kids Kingdom and stuff like that. But I'm just saying, do your neighbors know that? People next door. How precious and important little children are and how much they can learn. Do your friends at work know that? Probably not. Do people in shacks in Africa know that, or tents in Haiti? Probably not. And God has chosen us to explain to them how important little children are. Amen? Because the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these little children. There's so much I could talk about this. We've shared about it before. They're so happy to be together. They don't really care what they're doing. They just want to be with you. Isn't that great? We need to be excited just about being with God. Not about all He's going to give us, but just being with Him. Eager to learn, ready to change, desiring to please God. At work, at home, in my marriage, in my family. Do I just want to please God? That's what little children are like. They just want to please God. They're excited to give. The children in this church, represented in this church, are going to be excited to go out and help little children. I'm just telling you. They're going to knock the doors down. They're going to go to their schools and their classrooms and talk to their friends and have a little club at school and talk to their friends and the soccer team and whatever. I'm just telling you, they do the stuff like that because they have that heart. And so let's be excited to give like them. I said all that to say this. We may have to turn the lights down later for the video. You heard Rudy share, I think, recently. She's a woman with a little child, Junior. I sat in her shack and I learned so much. Everything I've said up to right now is kind of the introduction, okay? Now I really want to talk about parents because I learned some things. This is outside Rudy's shack. You can see what the street's like right here. And you can see that's a little T-shirt. That's a walk-a-thon T-shirt. Put it on Junior. And a creative photographer took this picture from the outside. But I went to Rudy's shack and I learned some things that I didn't know. Oh, there you go. See how beautiful that is? Whew. It's a beautiful picture. That's Junior and that's Rudy and that's their shack. And he shot this picture from the outside. Thank you. You can turn the lights back up. And when we get the video, thanks, Larry. When we get the video, Larry's got grandchildren about the same as my grandchildren. Sort of like Rudy's children, about the same age. But I learned some things. I went to her shack, and the shack's about the size of a small apartment bathroom here in Atlanta. Maybe the size of about 3 or 4 tables, like the ones outside. That's all. And, of course, she has a little burner. She cooks her food there. She has a little place where she puts her clothes, has a little bed, and that's it. That's her shack. She has kind of a piece of a plastic on the floor. It's a tin shack, tin roof. I'm just telling you, she has nothing. Nothing. I didn't see any food in the house when I was there. She has nothing. But I learned something. She wanted to be a great mother. She wanted to be a great mother. She wanted to do her best for her children and do all she could to learn about different things that her kids needed and things that would help them to grow up and be happy. She wanted to be a great mom. And I met all these women, and they were all the same. I was so moved by the women. They wanted their children to have a great life. They had nothing but had the same heart and desire that so many of the people we know. You know, I brought these little illustrations. Because I talked to Rudy, and I said, well, Rudy, what do you need? And if you saw the video, you'll know. She said, I need a magazine, and I need a book, and I need a toy. That's what she says. Magazine, a book, and a toy. And so she wanted something for her children to play with because she learned that fine motor skills and other skills are important to development. Playing with toys, playing with something. She learned she had to read to her children a book. She didn't have any books. But if you take a book out and you read to your children, you've done this, right, with your children? And they sit on your lap and you read a little book to them. She found out that's very important to development. That in early childhood development, they need to be immunized and get good health care and get good education. The parents need to read to them books. They needed to get exercise, need to learn about child protection. They learned that in the parent support groups. But she learned she needed books. She learned she needed magazines. Do you know why she needed magazines? Does anybody know? Because they have pictures. You see, they don't have television. They don't have the internet. The only thing she can show her children is pictures. Maybe like our grandparents before television. Look, remember Look Magazine, Life Magazine, some of you old guys like me? That's all she wanted to do was show her kids pictures. This was all she needed. Brothers and sisters, that's not much. This is all she wanted. But where did she learn that? She learned that going to Hope Support Group from the teachers and instructors, and all these are important. So that her little boy, 2-year-old Junior, would grow up and be healthy and happy and productive in his life. This is all she wanted. But she learned this from the Hope staff and people that you support. You helped her to learn that these things are critical to her child. Thank you for doing that. Thank you for that impact. But I'm just telling you, it's amazing what you can learn. I learned that we could really help Rudy. I learned that she wanted to be a great mom. I learned that we could really, really help her. See these simple things? We can help her with that. We can have a huge impact on Junior's life. The third thing I learned a lot of things. I met with a lot of these women, and they taught me things. Maybe I've shared some of these before. We're going to put a video together of them. But I talked to the women. I said, what did you learn? And one of the women said, I need to stop beating my child. And I said, oh, really? She said, yeah, I beat my children all the time. And it's a very violent kind of place to live. And that's how they learn. They beat their children. She said, I learned I have to stop beating my child. And I said, well, what happened after that? She said, oh, they started talking to me. I said, wow, that's pretty impressive. Another woman, I said, what'd you learn from the group? She said, you need to tell your child you love her. She has a little girl. I need to tell my daughter I love her. And I said, what are you doing now? She said, I tell her every day I love her, every day. I said, well, how is she now? So she smiles all the time. Just that very simple thing. One of the women said, I need to love my children corner to corner. That's corner of a shack to corner of a shack. That meant in every situation, I will love my children no matter what. That's what she learned. Another woman said, I learned I don't need to spoil my children. I need to love them. This is a woman living in a shack with a dirt floor. That I need to love my children and not spoil them. Another woman said, it was amazing. She said, I learned that mothers are strong and powerful. See that? Sometimes we don't realize that. How strong and powerful they are. I learned those things from these women. Me personally, I just learned these. Fairly recently. And so there's a lot we can learn from the children, and there's a lot we can learn from the parents. Amen? I'm just telling you, it's an amazing thing. Things we could learn and things we could do. I want to talk about some people always ask me, well, Dr. Mark, what can I do right now? See, they're my friends right there in the front row there. What can I do right now? Well, we're going to have a walk-a-thon. Amen? Some of you guys, how many guys were involved in this last year, the walk-a-thon? Awesome, awesome. Our purpose is we're going to raise awareness. How many orphans are there in Africa right now? 18 million. It's continuing to rise. The epidemic slowed a bit, but the number of orphans is still rising. But people don't know this. You're not going to hear about it on CNN, right? You're not going to hear about it. The social issues are worse. Drugs, alcohol, crime, early pregnancy, early sexual activity, all that, it's worse now. It's not better because of the pressure of civil war, drought and famine and civil conflict and the orphan issue. We're going to raise some money, amen? Amen. If we get 1,200 people and they raise $100 each, how much is that? It's $120,000. We could do that. We could do that right here in Atlanta. There's plenty of money, right? I think there's plenty of money. We can get our neighbors involved, right? Kids, at your school, you can bring a little packet or bring a little invitation. Talk to your class. See if they want to work together to do this. Your soccer club, your sports team. How many students do we have? Like college students. You guys over here? College students? Listen, man, now's the time to do this. You go out on campus and you say, hey, do you want to make a difference? Here's how you can make a difference with your life. Talk to them about this. Or you can say, what do Superman, Spider-Man, and Batman have in common? What do they have in common? Stretchy outfits. Superpowers. Last year, Vicky Jackie became as Mary Poppins. And I was like, Mary Poppins is not a superhero. And she said, well, she can fly. And I was like, okay. See, we had all kind of crazy super. We had the Mario Brothers. We had crazy people out there last year. But it's a cool way to reach out to your friends and neighbors. My goal is to talk to 20 new neighbors in my neighborhood. 20. So it's a cool way to reach out to people, sort of non-threatening, you know, non-religious in a way, sort of way to reach out to people. I'm going to be on the radio. Is that right? Radio. I'm going to be on Fish 104.7 tomorrow from 2 to 2:30. You see, that's what we're talking about. We're talking about expanding our outreach. We're talking about impacting people in a very religious city because we're actually helping people. And we're getting involved in a personal way in doing that. Carlos, stand up. Carlos? Carlos has a t-shirt, see? Carlos is 10 years old. He's out there selling donuts. Awesome idea. See, we can all do something. You see that? We can all do something. We all have neighbors, right? We all have friends and classmates and people that live down the street and across the road and people we know and people we can talk to. There are resources here. A lot of them. You know, we haven't even touched radio and television, entertainment, industry. There's a lot of resources there. And, of course, we can work with disciples all over Atlanta. Amen? You're going to see we have about 5 churches engaged in this in Atlanta. It's pretty exciting. So there's a superhero. They all come from Africa. I don't know if you knew that. But there's a little boy in an informal settlement. Superheroes are everywhere. We're going to raise some money. Checks can be made out to Hope Worldwide with a memo walkathon. We have something very, very cool this year. Online, you can all develop. Every person in this room can develop your own website today. It takes about 5 minutes. You click on this, superheroesfororphans.causevox.com, and you can create your own website. It takes about 5 minutes. And then you can talk to your family and friends that live far away and say, hey, look, I know you can't be here in Atlanta, but you can give. About 50 people have already started their own websites. 50. This is in the last 10 days. And we raised about $1,000 online so far. So this is going to be an exciting thing. You're going to see, I'll show you the packets in a minute. And, of course, we're going to use this for basic capacity building, training, other basic needs, program development, et cetera, a whole series of things we're doing across Africa, especially in early childhood development. Those are kids 0 to 6. There's another superhero. That's Spider-Man. And so here's a packet. Let me show you what a packet is real quickly. This is a packet. Pretty cool logo, huh? I think it's cool. Okay. And I'm a doctor, so trust me. Okay. Here's an envelope. Here's a collection sheet. People can write their names and addresses. We'll send them a receipt. People for tax purposes want receipts. And then you're also going to get some pretty cool some pretty cool invitations. See that? To the actual event that has information on it. You guys can bring these to school, campus, dorms, neighborhoods. You can give them invitations. Amen? And this is a little script that you can say. This is what you say. I'm a volunteer of Hope Worldwide. I'm collecting money for orphans in Africa. Gives you a script. Tell you exactly what to say. But I think you can develop some pretty cool intro lines like the ones I mentioned. On the back, in a little stick-on, is the website. Where you click on, you develop your own website. Again, all of us could do this today. You post your picture. You say you want to raise some money. You set a goal. You give a password. It takes 5 minutes, okay? So everybody can get a packet today, amen? We can really all do this. We can do this today. Get a packet, go on, make your own website. Again, packets are for friends and neighbors you're going to talk to personally. We want to do that. We want to invite them to a lot of activities we do. We want to get to know our neighbors, okay? I've shared this before. I know about 50 of my neighbors by name. Because the Bible says to love your neighbors, right? Let's get to know them. Great first step, okay? And then people far away, you can give them your website and you can raise money there. That's another superhero there. An informal settlement. They love those outfits. This is my webpage. So far I've raised $400. This is when I first started. It's my picture and has some information down. If you scroll down, talks a lot about the event, has some other pictures. It's pretty cool. So all of us can do that. It's really easy. And so there's other information. Hope Worldwide Africa, we have a website, we have a Facebook page. Atlanta for Africa is the event page. There's a lot of opportunities, okay? You can find out and track what we're doing. And if people want more information, you can say, go to the Hope Worldwide Africa website. Go to the Hope Worldwide Africa webpage. There'll be a lot more information. But listen, I'm just telling you, these kids need us right now. We can have a huge impact. So far, we've helped 172,000 orphans in Africa. We've already helped 20,000 little kids with early childhood development. We'd like to scale this up all over Africa. Cool thing is we can do it in the church. We call it Kids Kingdom, right? We can help little kids do well. And we can help those kids in the community do well. But you can all be a superhero to someone. Amen? Why don't we turn the lights down now, Larry? Thanks. It's just a little video. I think you'll hear Rudy's voice if we got the audio. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Kelly Boha, Kelly Boha, Kelly Boha. Thank you. Is that it? Should I dismiss the crowd? Not yet. Shh, okay. Stay in your places. Okay. Go ahead. That's right. Go ahead.
Guys, wasn't that awesome? Well, like Mark said earlier, Dr. Mark, he's on a radio station, 104.7 The Fish, so at 2:30 p.m. Let's go listen and encourage him. Let's call us up with a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thanks for allowing us to be at church today and listen to the message and listen to what Mark had to say about Hope Worldwide and how it helped the children in Africa. I pray that we all, you put it in our heart to go out there and be able to help and raise the money on September 9th for the Run for Orphan. Thanks for allowing us to be here today. In Jesus' name, amen. You are dismissed.